following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets pass knocked away by Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us on this Monday, as we always do. Recap the weekend that was. We'll talk volleyball. We'll talk basketball. We will talk, let's see, what else can we talk about?
My picks?
The World Series. We'll talk Daddy's picks. We'll see how we did in our pigskin pick'em on Friday. Merritt, how did our caller do? Have we been beaten?
Negative.
I'm almost feeling guilty. I've been trying to help out. Let's just start there. How did it go? Also, Merck and Morse, Daryl Morse, Paul Merkowitz coming up. We're going to have the Missouri Mixdown. We're going to hear from Roy Helu, Bo Pelini, and a couple comments maybe from Jared Crick if we got time as well on the program today. But how'd we do?
Well, Eric went straight 500, got five right, got five wrong. Doug doubled that, or did a couple better, 7-3.
I went 7-3.
Doug went 7-3.
Yeah!
And Daddy went 8-2.
Good.
What
was the difference? Tech, A&M? Or we all picked Tech?
Daddy did pick A&M.
That was the difference, yeah. That's kind of what I thought.
Thought that crowd noise. New quarterback in there. Get rid of Jerry Johnson. He's no good.
Are you ready to concede?
Oh, yeah. I was, obviously not the player of the year.
But how about Robert Griffin? And Baylor beating Texas, Nebraska beating Missouri the way that they did. That is impressive for A&M. It kind of keeps a little hopes alive. Iowa State takes care of Kansas. Let me throw out this scenario, Tony. If Iowa State would happen to beat Nebraska.
20-point underdogs.
Yes. If they would happen to pull the upset 2 weeks in a row, do you know that there's a possibility that it could be an Iowa State Baylor Big 12 championship game?
You know what odds you could have got on that at the beginning of the year?
That's what I'm saying. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Can you hit it? Martinez in the gun. Roy Hella behind him. A snap back hand off to Roy Hella. Straight ahead. 40, Roy, to midfield. Roy Hella to the 40, to the 30, to the 20. You betcha. That is a touchdown for Nebraska on their first offensive snap of the game. 66 yards, 6-0, Big Red.
Wins to the far side. Brandon Kinney setting the pattern to the near side. Back to throw is Martinez. Has some time. Throws downfield. Bio Paul makes a catch at the Missouri 29-yard line. Snap down. The kick is on its way, and the kick is good. Make it 18 straight for Henry. He has set a school record for consecutive field goal makes. Roy Hella with the backfield with Tater Martinez. Snap back, hand off to Roy. Off the right side, Roy getting up the field. 40, Roy Hella it to midfield. He's to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. Roy Helu's second long rushing touchdown of the quarter, and Nebraska has blown this open. It's 23-0, Big Red.
Gets the snap. Here comes a blitz. Levante David does get him, knocks him down. Back at the 31, a loss of 12, and the Tigers will be forced to punt.
Now you've got Martinez in the gun. Turns, fakes the handoff, rolls the pocket, throws it out to flat. Ben Cott makes a catch, 30, he's got room, 35, 40. Lowers his shoulder, gets up on the 46-yard line, a 22-yard gain. Second and nine for the Tiger 40. Snap back, play action fake. Martinez holding, holding, throwing downfield. Man wide open, the pass is caught. Kind of Reed, touchdown Nebraska. Martinez laid it out there perfectly for Reed. He scores for the second straight week.
Agnew in motion, Gabbert gets the snap. Steps up. Now gets hit by Crick and thrown down at the 23-yard line. Loss of 7 on the play for Jared Crick, his fourth sack of the year. There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, third rushing touchdown of the day for Roy Hill. Snap back. Gabbert holds, sets, throws. Pass nearly picked by Prince. Boy, he read that perfectly. Snap back to Gabbert. Fakes the handoff. Going to roll himself. He gets stood up. Did not get in. And it's fourth and goal. And the Blackshirts are rearing their heads here against the goal line against Missouri. Is Agnew the tight end. Gabbert gets the snap. Here comes a blitz by Osborne. Courtney Osborne blows up Lane Gabbert. Knocks him down at the 32-yard line. Gabbert is not getting up. Courtney Osborne absolutely obliterates Lane Gabbert. Zach, play action fake. Back in the pocket. Holding, holding, looking. Now being flushed out of the pocket. Looking to run. Zach throws it downfield. The pass is caught. First down at the 42-yard line. Tyler Reed made a terrific tight wire catch on the 42-yard line in front of E.J. Gaines.
There is Nebraska, 31-17 over Missouri. And Tony, you know, everybody's got a good feeling about this. Nebraska, after the first quarter, gets 7 points. Blaine Gabbert runs for a lot of yards. Is there a concern at all after this football game?
No, I think that was the game plan. I think, if Blaine Gabbert's going to beat us with his legs, go for it. We're going to blanket cover your receivers. For the first time all year, I thought the game plan was to push people back into the backfield, the line of scrimmage. Crick, Baker Steinkuhler, Terrence Moore, those guys up front, you know, were finally standing people up and driving people back 2 or 3 yards. And I thought, I don't think there's any concern at all. I think that was a game plan. If he wants to run for 200 yards and somehow score and somehow they're going to let him fumble it in the end zone and call him down, do whatever you want to officials. You're screwing Nebraska again. It's becoming blatantly obvious. Nobody in the Big 12 wants us to win, and that must be the message they're relaying. Walt Anderson must have a meeting every week and say, just go ahead and screw Nebraska as much as you can because we don't want them to win. We don't want them in this title game. And when they do get the title game, it'll be Mack Brown and Bob Stoops' cousins officiate the game. We'll just let them know that right now. So just continue to bend them over the proverbial barrel and let them have it.
Tom in Hastings says, do you think the Big 12 Conference will be issuing seeing eye dogs for our next game against Iowa State?
Tom, I did not see that email before. I didn't. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. How do you say his forward progress was stopped? That's your excuse on the fumble. Yeah, we walk in for a touchdown.
He's back there looking, and he gets hit. Yeah, his forward progress was stopped. There's no doubt about that.
You know, I think that you want to go back and look at spots and look at, I don't know, maybe you can make a case that Blaine Gabbert's knee was down on the 1 yard line. The only thing I look at in that instance, what was Blaine Gabbert's reaction? Blaine Gabbert didn't slowly get up and point that he was down and walk back the huddle. Blaine Gabbert flailed his body around for that football trying to get it, which Jared Crick came out with after Jared Crick ran about 70 or 80 yards to get into position to recover the fumble. It was amazing. He was running all over the place. All of a sudden, he comes out with the football. Yeah, that was embarrassingly bad.
Tony, about that officiating, Bo Pelini, you know, you just can't say anything, but he was asked about it. And, well, the first question here, and I hope you can hear it clearly as it comes through, was asking him about all the reviewable plays not really going Nebraska's way.
Coach, those are viewable plays. A little unlucky for you today.
Next question.
What was the explanation you got on the sack from Osborne? It looked like you had him out of
pumping. Yeah, you'd have to ask the Big 12 office on that. I don't know.
There you go.
I will say this. If Eric Martin was suspended for what he did, Courtney Osborne's gone this week. Cameron Meredith's gone this week. This should be obvious now. Two players gone. Courtney Osborne, Blaine Gabbert leans down, but it would way more flagrant if you're talking a helmet to helmet or face mask leading with the crown of the face mask. Courtney Osborne's gone, and along with Cameron Meredith, who got flagged for the 15-yard penalty. But, I mean, it should be easiest. And after last week, maybe they suspend these guys for 2 weeks just to make a point.
Man, it's just all about negativity with you, isn't it? It's all about negativity. School rushing record for Roy Helu, who this guy was on his bandwagon. Roy Helu, think he's still one of the best running backs in the conference. Now, Kendall Hunter and Daniel Thomas are very, very good, but I think Roy Helu is right there with him. And Roy spoke after the ball game about the 307-yard rushing school record performance.
I couldn't explain how much I feel for my linemen and fullback, Tyler Legate. They deserve as much credit as I do, just down the line, even with our guys who rotate on the offensive line. I know easily we can focus on the record in an individual, but it's a team sport.
Helu then talked about his big runs. I mean, they were all big runs for the Huskers that he scored on, all three of them. He's got six touchdown runs of 53 yards or more this year.
I just really appreciate my teammates, and especially on the edge with Niles and Brandon. They did such a great job. There was a cover zero. Well, a guy's man-to-man on Brandon, and he just runs him off, so he really doesn't have a chance to chase me down. Looking at Brandon and running the opposite way, other blocks that were cut blocks that made available for long runs, and just at the end, that was really the offensive line grinding on their defensive line.
Great crowd, great energy in the stadium on Saturday, and boy, just 24-0, and you're looking around going, what in the hell just happened here? Yeah, Coach Pelini talked about Roy Helu's performance in the ball game.
I just said to the team, I said, you have 305 yards. You break a school record for single game rushing at this place with the tradition around here, it's a pretty big deal. And he obviously played a heck of a football game, but it's a team game. The guys up front blocked well. I thought the coaches and was well designed, good game plan. I just thought it was a team win for us. I'm proud of that group of men in there. It was a heck of a win for us. It was a good football team we played today.
On the other side of things, Taylor Martinez did get knocked out of this football game, Tony.
Yeah, that's something obviously to be concerned with. Now, people think it's just a bone bruise. Anybody that's ever had a bone bruise, it's obviously a much bigger deal than that. Hopefully, it wasn't ligament damage. It wasn't cartilage damage, something that requires surgery. Well,
a lot of people thought it was a knee. Here's Coach Pelini.
He's okay. He just couldn't push off. He has a bone bruise. And, you know, I mean, his x-rays are negative. He's going to be okay. But, you know, Taylor's taken a lot of hits over the last, you know, however many weeks. So he wanted to go back out there, and then he just, you know, he couldn't push off on it. And I thought it felt better, obviously, as this half went on. But, you know, once we went with Zach, it was the way we were going to finish the game.
You know, not everything went according to plan in this football game. And a long post-game press conference with Coach Pelini on Saturday night. Roy Helu didn't come out till like an hour afterwards. There's some different cats on this team. Helu is a very good kid, very good person. We've had a chance to talk to him before on and off the field. But, you know, his personality, it seems, it's not exactly like Taylor Martinez, but very subdued, not getting all crazy, and haven't seen a whole lot of that going out there. Definitely Cody Green would be on the other side of this whole deal. But if you notice, Nebraska kicked off to start the first half and the second half.
Oops.
It was 24-14. I thought going into the second half, obviously, you want to use clock some. You want to be smart about how you play. I thought if we score.
Wrong cut. Let's take the next one where Coach talks about kicking off to start both halves.
That wasn't by choice. I won't say, you know, our captains made a little mistake on the coin toss. And so, for me, the day started pretty bad. But fortunately, the 24-point first quarter, you know, kind of offset my pain. That was what I was greeted with when I walked onto the sideline today, was that we were going to kick off to start both halves. I take responsibility for that because obviously I didn't give the instructions well enough. We wanted it to defer, obviously. That'll age you. That'll age you as a coach really fast. I promise you that. I was instead of 42, I was 52 in about 10 seconds.
I'd have said, damn right, we wanted to put our defense out there both times.
Yeah, obviously a lot of, well, at halftime that was discussed where I was watching the ball game. Those, well, at least, you know, we're going to get the ball to start the second half, and then we come out, we're going to kick off teams out there and go, what, we surely got the ball. What?
We've seen it in high school games before. You don't necessarily expect to see it much in the college and NFL level, but it does happen, and it worked out okay for the Big Red, for the way things went. Also in this ball game, just a feel-good play when Nebraska, it looked like Jared Crick may have recovered a fumble down at the one-yard line. They didn't give him the fumble. And then the goal line stand, three straight plays. They try to hustle up their quarterback sneak. Two more plays, handoff, and then Gabbert gets windmilled at the goal line and cannot get in. And Coach Pelini talked about that goal line stand.
I thought that was big. It was huge. And, you know, our guys just they made a stand. That was a heck of a deal. You know, a lot of times teams, you know, you get in that situation, it's almost like conceded. And our players, you know, they weren't conceding anything out there. And it was a heck of an effort by our guys.
Well, there's a lot of good things out of this, especially the way Nebraska's secondary played was outstanding in this football game. Gabbert had a lot of time back there, and that's what Nebraska wanted to do. But he had all day. Sometimes he did get out of there on the runs, but a few sacks in the ball game, but he never could get that ball downfield. Nebraska did a lot of good things. I will say this. Don't get that same feeling that you had out of the Washington game. It was a good, great effort. But it wasn't a perfect game by any means, and Nebraska has to go to Iowa State, who's feeling real good. They're going to sell that place out. There's no place to stay in Ames. Of course, it's not that big, but, I mean, make all the jokes you want. They've got some talent. And we'll talk more about this as the week moves along. Nebraska, 20-point favorite. Your thoughts immediately on that, Tony?
Well, I thought maybe a little bit high for, you know, what I thought. But, you know, this is a team that everybody catches everybody's eye. They went to Austin, beat Texas in Austin. Think after last year, this team will not be overlooked. Nebraska will be ready to go on Saturday. I can assure you of that.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm in the Scooby-Doo time warp machine. Didn't you say that exact same thing Texas week? Didn't everybody say that exact same thing Texas week? We want revenge. We want to win. Now, this is a totally, not totally, but it's a huge difference in the opponent and being on the road. But Nebraska controls their own destiny, folks. But
plus, Nebraska's played better on the road.
I'm not saying that Iowa State's going to win this game. I'm just saying, you know, Nebraska fan, high, low, there's no in between. Nebraska got out and did what they were supposed to do and beat a good Missouri team, which I was pretty scared about on Saturday. And I think for the last three quarters was pretty evenly matched with Nebraska. And Roy did a great job out there, as his line did. Just saying, Nebraska still needs to win out to go to the championship game. Because if Missouri wins out and Nebraska stumbles, Missouri goes. Because we'll have one more loss. They only have one conference loss. And, of course, one more loss takes all the edge off of it anyway. Nebraska up to number 7 in the BCS poll. So I guess it's not impossible, folks. It's not impossible with 5 more games to go if they make the Big 12 championship game to go for Big Red to somehow. But they're going to need these teams to start losing. And they're probably going to need Alabama to lose twice. And when they play Auburn, you know, you got a lot of combinations out there for Nebraska. So,
Doug, you think Roy Helou said all the right things after the game? Breaking the record with the tradition, you know, brought that up. Do you think Roy Helou, he came at a different time when this deal was being converted to the passing offense and everything was becoming more throwing and the past was kind of cast aside when Roy Helou got here? Do you think he understands the tradition at all, how big of a deal it is? You just broke a record. Here's a microphone in your face. Amon Green, Lawrence, I mean, you think of the great ones, Rozier, and you go on, Calvin Jones had that record, and you go back of the great performances when Nebraska was that predominant rushing team, when the pipeline was intact, when they're knocking people down, when Dishman's out in front leading that, you know, leading that sweep play or option play, knocking defensive backs down 12 and 14 yards down the field. He broke a record when, you know, Nebraska, they come out and say, we want to be 50-50 passing. This record may never be scratched. This record may stand forever. I mean,
well, the record's nearly 20 years old.
I'm telling you.
Which is hard to believe for us, but there you go. You can send us your emails, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got a lot to get to. Daryl Morris and also Paul Merkowitz scheduled to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. A lot of people unhappy about a variety of things with this game. Adam and Holdridge, does BB have the Stones, Cam and Courtney Osborne suspensions? If they do get suspended, there should be 15 people a week suspended from various teams. This is the reason why you don't suspend E-Mart. It was an absolute ridiculous precedent to set. While your head may be up the back of Mac Brown and DeLoss Don, most players' heads are attached to their shoulders. I think most helmet-to-helmet contact is incidental, unavoidable. None of the questionable hits were with the crown of the helmet. Plus, people want to know, how the heck was that not a fumble on the Courtney Osborne sack of Blaine Gabbert? Adam wants to know, Tori wants to know, you talked about it. It was just blatant. It was a blatant mess up, and they had no idea how to explain it. And so they said his forward progress was stopped.
In response to that, I get this email. It says the difference is they weren't on TV high-fiving and laughing about it like Martin was. Once again, if there would have been any investigation at all, they were not yucking it up about a kid laying out there being hurt. There was an obvious explanation. They asked any one of those players around there and said, we were making fun of Eric Martin because they had to go back out there after Niles Paul returned the one, and he was out of breath, and they were making fun of him for being out of shape, and that's what they were yucking it up about. It wasn't pointing and laughing. I don't know any college, high school football. It takes a pretty pathetic individual to stand there and point and laugh when somebody's injured on a playing field. And I certainly don't think you'd see a Nebraska Cornhusker doing it where it would be stopped damn quick.
Delusional Husker fan says, I don't know about you guys, but if we ever have that idiot Ed Cunningham announce one of our games again, I'll boycott the game. He did his best to make sure Courtney Osborne gets suspended this week, and he apparently is a doctor too, because he said Blaine Gabbert was hurt and had to be taken out of the game. He wasn't healthy enough to finish the game. What a dork! He was also commenting on how he had the exact same injury as T-Magic, the thigh bruise. Then come to find out it was a knee injury. Other than that, great game. We're in the driver's seat and control our own destiny. Go Big Red, delusional Husker fan. Yeah, not a lot of people like Ed Cunningham. And I didn't get to hear it this week. I did not get to hear anything of what Ed Cunningham said because in the press box, the volume not up. But I didn't hear what he said. Tony?
He went out of his way to replay the hit that Courtney Osborne put when he came off the corner, the fumble, the ball that was ruled down by because forward progress was stopped. A lot of people singled out they wanted to dissect everything Ed said, which I don't think there was any ill intent. In the paper, there was a big article about him meeting with Carl Pelini and Bo Pelini. Ed said his piece to both of those guys. Those guys said their piece to Ed Cunningham. Ed played offensive line for Washington, I believe. He's been involved in the game, been around football a long time. I think it's just a difference of opinion on how you look at things. And obviously when it's not, it sounds like he's attacking the Nebraska players, which the fans are standing up for. And I think Coach Pelini behind closed doors, I'm sure that whether you appeal or not, I'm sure that Walt Anderson and Bo Pelini have had a conversation.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, if you would like to chime in. But you got to get off your soapbox eventually on the broadcast. I mean, you do have to get off your soapbox. And Courtney Osborne's hit was not a dirty hit. He went in, just as he's getting hit, Gabbert turns his head, bam, there it is. You know?
I think it would have been more devastating for Gabbert had he went in about a foot lower, because I think he just would have blown up.
I mean he was a wide open target and got hit. That's what happened. I mean Brett Favre got thumped yesterday. There wasn't a flag on that play, was there?
Helmet under the chin.
There you go. Hey, Bruce Furniture is the place, folks, to get all of your Lazy Boy and Lane recliners and home furnishings and receive free in-home interior design service as well. There's no purchase necessary. They offer a full line of interior design services for every room, from pillow fabrics to carpet color and wall decor. Bruce Furniture helps create just the right look for you. It's coming up on wintertime. If you've got to be in the house more than you want to be anyway, it just as well be comfortable and look nice. For more information, Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, or go to brucefurniture.com. They're the just-the-right-look store for you. We will be back with more, including the coaches, Daryl Morris and Paul Merkowitz, coming up here in just a couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. But let's go to the phone lines, Merritt says, at 888-455-ESPN.
We got a caller. You want to know about the replays on the board.
Yeah, Doug and Daddy. This is Bernie from Ravenna.
Hey,
I know
Bernie.
You know me.
Hey, Bernie.
I haven't been to a game for probably 20 years, and I was wondering how come they don't show the replays, you know, when they're, you know, going to get the referee over there to try to see if it's a fumble or not. Why don't they show them in the stadium?
It's pretty simple. It's kind of like a Major League Baseball rule. They are allowed to show it one time and one time only, so that they don't show it over and over again for the exact reason you think, hostility, opportunity to not agree with the official's call. I mean, there is a rule. It is an NCAA Big 12. I don't know if it's Big 12 or NCAA, but there's a rule that that's all you can do.
Oh, okay.
So
we were booing them anyway because we knew they were wrong.
Bernie, thanks for the call, man.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, in Major League Baseball, you cannot show close calls
right
at all on the replay screen. You get to show it once, and that's it here at the collegiate football level.
You know, when you saw it on TV, the Courtney Osmond play, it looks like when Gabbert's landing his back, the defensive lineman who would have scored the touchdown,
Pierre Allen,
looks like he picks up the ball off, you know, like Gabbert's holding the ball, he reached down, grabs it, and then takes off for the end zone. Well, then clearly the first replay you see, the ball's down around his knee on falling out.
Quick thought, what do you think about Zach Lee coming in?
Hand the ball off, he's great.
Are you surprised Zach Lee came in this situation instead of Cody Green? I think this definitely answers the question here of the pecking order of the quarterbacks.
No, apparently they like the way that Zach Lee can manage the ball game. They certainly don't want him throwing the ball.
We'll take a break back after this.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Game day used to mean day of the game.
That's one of the great scenes.
And it took on a whole new meaning when Corso, Irv Street, and Fowler rode into town.
There's a lot of good football teams in the country, but I'm telling you, the best football slate in the country.
Used to be, you had to be in front of the tube to be part of it.
It was the way they were attacking, multiple formations, personnel groupings, USC.
Now you can hear Game Day, 9 to 11, Saturday mornings, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with a high temperature of around 60. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. We'll then see clearing skies tonight with a low near 31. I'm weather I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, you're kind of happy. How'd your picks go this weekend? I heard fairly good.
Yeah, other than the one that we missed blatantly, bad Michigan State. Which the Iowa just scored again for you Spartan fans. It was real ugly. UCLA was +9. lost the game, but not by 9 points. Winner there. Tennessee plus 17. They lost the game by 14. Tulsa, sorry, Irish kin. We didn't need the points with Notre Dame. We just win it outright.
Well, just an idiotic call. I mean, it's not idiotic because I'm all for don't leave it on the kicker's foot if you don't have to. It's an unfortunate result, I guess. Go ahead.
So we're 3-1, and then yesterday we parlayed them up. 3-0 Detroit Lions, St. Louis Rams, and last night we finished it off with a punch to the chops, the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, where are those Pittsburgh Steelers fans that have the best team in the NFL? 10 points against a Saint defense that's not very good. Really? How many did Cleveland and Arizona put up on these guys? Pittsburgh? 10? Really? Embarrassing. Embarrassing. So I don't want to hear about Pittsburgh being the best team in the National Football League. And you can still email me your suggestions. If Pittsburgh would happen to win the Super Bowl, we will pick one of all the emails. We've saved three or four that have been pretty good that are at the top of the list. It's pretty simple. Email us. If the Steelers win the Super Bowl, Doug will have to blank. You fill in the blank. Again, remember, legal. You can send us some funny ones. That's fine. But it's going to be – I'm not getting a permanent tattoo, and, I'm not going to – I might streak. But, it's got to be something, folks. So email DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. They talked about it this morning. Kansas City's winning. Oakland's winning. Tampa Bay's winning. Detroit won a ball game. Pretty weird. Pretty weird out there in the National
Cowboys
Football.
Lose again.
The Cowboys suck. I mean, we've it's hard. I mean, you want to root for your team. We're fans, and I got caught again rooting for them. But I mean, by the time you can even get settled in, they're down 14-3.
And does CBS drug test Phil Sims?
He was trying to find a way to keep the
Cowboy
audience.
Faithful.
He was trying to keep the audience watching the game down 28-3. Well, Cowboys might get the ball five more times, so they better get in on this one because they don't have many opportunities left. Phil, how many times have they had the ball and they've scored 3 points? David Garrard looked like Peyton Manning yesterday. Are you kidding me?
And after that, I think they're going to have to rely on a turnover or two to get back in this ball game.
Don't say turnover. I thought I had you guided so far away
that
you wouldn't bring it up. Mondays with Merck and Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. They invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Paul Merkowitz joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, obviously,
if you use that word turnover, I'm going to hang up.
I was going to say you can't you got to play almost perfect if you're going to beat a top 10 team, and when you give them too many opportunities, obviously this is what's going to happen. It looked like the kids were coming out and got on the board in the first quarter, and maybe it was going to be a ball game, but it's got to be a hair pulling out experience.
Yeah, I was just it's exactly the opposite of what happened a year ago, and we're just 6 turnovers again. I mean, it's hard to get past against any team, and Morningside is really good, and we just didn't put ourselves in positions to be successful as far as that goes.
Let's take it a next step. Can you break down why so many turnovers? I mean, I know you don't want to go individuals under the bus.
I really can't. I mean, we muff a punt that's rolling around on the ground, and that leads to a field goal. A tip pass, an underthrown ball. A quarterback pressure leads to another fumble. It's just not taking care of some of the little things that we really need to take care of. And we've talked about it, and all we can do is just keep kind of coaching it up. You don't want to get to the point where it becomes something that guys are not aggressive enough in trying to make plays. But, man, we just got to figure out ways to take care of the football and make plays at the same time.
Coach, I guess on a positive side, you're able to run the football against these guys for 160 yards.
Yeah, I mean, we did some nice things, and we threw a bunch of stuff at them, and when we did execute, we did move the ball. We just, again, they do a really nice job defensively. They'll give you some things, but they don't give up a lot of big plays. We're fortunate we got one in the passing game in the first quarter, and cut the lead to 10-7, and felt pretty good. And then they got on a roll at the end of the second quarter, and then just put a bunch of points on us, and we just never could recover.
26-7 at halftime, and then 17 more points there in the second half. Paul Merkowitz joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, a head football coach at Hastings College. As you look at this Morningside team, what did impress you most about them?
You know, again, I keep saying their defense was probably one of the best that I've seen since I've been here, maybe. You know, it reminds me of some of the Northwestern defenses from way back. Really, really fast. They recover on some things, and I doubt we saw the whole package of what they run defensively because we were having some trouble with some of their base stuff. But when they brought pressure, we really had a lot of problems with it.
Coach, obviously, what's the psyche of this team right now?
Well, you know, we met yesterday, and you know, we had visions of playing playoff games, and that's obviously not going to happen. And you know, we've got 2 weeks left, and you know, we're going to treat them like playoff games, and we're going to come with the same urgency. Our guys have been prepared. Our guys have had the right frame of mind. You know, we're still practicing hard, doing things. We just keep shooting ourselves in the foot, and you know, with, like I said, with the turnovers, and we give up some big plays. But I think, you know, I'll get a better feel as the week goes on, but, you know, we're down a little bit right now, and our confidence level probably not real, real high. But, you know, we'll get there, and we'll get ready to play. You know, Doan's coming to town, so that certainly helps. That's a big rivalry game for us, and it's important for us.
Paul Merkowitz with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You touched on it. At least the last two games are at home.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been a long time since we've been home. We only were home once in the month of October. It felt good to turn the page on the calendar and get to November, and we hope this month treats us a little bit better.
You had a lot of kids that did get into that football game. Dalton's doing what he did. You got Stanzel that ran the ball quite a few times in this contest. Are you going to start to play more kids as these last two games are going on?
We've been playing a lot of young kids as it's gone on, and you know, and that I think kind of leads to some of the mental mistakes maybe that we're making. But we really like the potential of some of our players, and we're going to learn from all this. That's all you really can do at this particular point, and try to find some positive things. But we've had a lot of young kids play, and it'll probably continue to happen as the season you know, finishes up here over the last 2 weeks.
Coach, following up on that, you give Troy all the reps he can get, or do you look for somebody for the future?
No, we're going to still play. You know, we're going to stay with our same lineup. I think, you know, Kean's been playing quite a bit for us at quarterback as it is in some of the Wildcat stuff and things like that. So we're not going to change our approach. I think that sends the wrong message to your kids. You know, we're saying, hey, this is important. We're going to try and win games. And you know, to look to next year at this particular point, I don't think sends the right message. We're gonna play and try and win a game Saturday, and then we're going to put a game plan together and try and win another one.
Paul, what about Doan? What are they doing that you're going to have to watch out for on Saturday?
You know, I'm really impressed offensively with their ability to throw the ball around. And they kind of impressed us when they came in during two-a-days. And you know, they came in and scrimmaged with us, if you remember, and threw the ball very well. And so, you know, that's something that just looking at right now, you know, is early breakdowns that we need to make sure that we kind of shore some things up in our defensive secondary.
All right, Coach, go win this rivalry, and let's see if we can get her back to 500 over the next 2 weeks, because I know that sounds a lot better than the alternative.
It really does, and that's kind of our focus. Thanks, guys.
Coach, take care. Paul Merkowitz, it's just tough. I mean, it wouldn't matter who you're playing. Six turnovers, well, you're playing the number 8 team in the country. No chance. No chance. And now Doan and Wesley, they got to finish it out. They got to finish it out. They've been on such a roller coaster ride as a program over 10 years. Great season, then it goes down. Then they build it up, then great season, then it goes down. Build. I mean, got to find a way to sustain that, and I know the coaches are frustrated. I know turnovers have been the big story this year with this football team. It cost them earlier in the year, and then when they do some things well, something else. I mean, it's just they have not played very many complete games, and let's see if they can get that done here in the next couple of weeks.
You know, on the morning side of things, rushing Josh Crowell from Marin got 10 carries. So, you know, there's an area boy that a lot of people are following, one of the only freshmen contributing to that team, so good for him.
Continuing on with the Doug and Daddy Show and Merkin Morris on this Monday, coming back. They're back, Daddy. They're all the way back from Silver City, New Mexico. The Lopers, an impressive 56-31 victory. Jake Spitzelberger, huge day, throws for 3 touchdowns, runs for 3 touchdowns, 632 yards of total offense.
Well, it must have been over. They must have taken a 38-0 lead and never looked back in this one. Coach Daryl Morris joins us. Coach, was that the case?
Well, you know, we did slow start, fast finish for us. You know, I don't know what the deal was. We had a couple turnovers there early, and they did a good job of converting those and getting some points out of them. Kind of woke us up a little bit, and then we are proud of our football team, the way we responded anyway.
Obviously, the offense, a lot of big days. Jake had a big day. Brendan Lease had a career rushing high with Rustin not being able to play. Talk about the offense without Rustin able to put up 56 points.
Well, excuse me. You know, Jake did have a very big day for us, and he made some decisions on the football field that don't show up in the stat book that were outstanding decisions on his part of to keep the football and to read a zero blitz on one play and just come out the back door on his own and run for a touchdown about 25 yards. So had an outstanding day for us throwing the football, spreaded it around, got the ball to Shane Carrier quite a few times. So did a nice job managing the game. Brendan Lease was our offensive player of the game because you take a kid from wideout, put him at tailback, put him back at wideout, bring him back to tailback, and for him to actually have 140-some yards rushing, because they gave a 30-yard credit to Adam Leinart, and that was actually Brendan Lease, to have 140-some yards rushing and really be a full-time wide receiver, that's outstanding.
Coach, what was the defensive adjustments that had to be made maybe after the first quarter and a half?
Really, I even asked that question to Coach Crocker as we were going back out on the field. Were we going to do anything different defensively? And he said, no, not really. We're just going to try to do what we're doing better. And I think we did that a little bit. We didn't play our best game defensively probably, but, again, we were missing some guys. Josh Rohde played one snap, and he wasn't even supposed to be in there on that one. And Ethan Coleman did not play. Drew Wagner wasn't in the game. We were missing some parts to the machine, but we played well enough to win.
UNK head football coach Daryl Morris joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show after their 56-31 victory. Coach, when the kids fall behind like that, I mean, this wasn't a one-score game that you're behind heading into the second quarter. You finally got on the board. Then Western New Mexico does come right back 24-7. What are you thinking at that point in the game?
Well, you know, again, we're down 17-0. We had a nice drive, went down, scored, and then turned around and gave up a touchdown to them. But, we knew we could do it. I mean, we just got done doing it. So, really, again, to their credit, never panicked. Wasn't any hollering going on. There wasn't anybody getting after anybody. I mean, they just were kind of going, hey, we're all right. And I heard Jake Spitzelberger say that several times. Hey, guys, we're okay. Just let's do our thing, and let's just play Loper football. And I think that's really what they did.
17 in a row RMAC victories, 24 out of the last 28 have gone in the win column for the Lopers. Coach, you move on now. You get a home game before the big one. How do you ready your troops and keep them calm this week before that big game?
Well, you know what? Again, Doug, we've talked about this before. I've never had a kid on this football team say a word about who's after the next team we're playing. They're very businesslike. They understand that the game after this Saturday doesn't mean anything unless you win this Saturday. I really believe they think that and understand that, and I look forward to them having a great week of practice and playing very well on Saturday.
The new poll is out. UNK is at number 9. The number 1 team in the country got beat this weekend, Daddy, Grand Valley State.
Darn it.
But they dropped to 8, so they're still 8, and the Lopers are 9. Coach, give us a little scouting report on Fort Lewis this week.
Well, Fort Lewis is Cesar Rivas is Sandoval is the head football coach there. He used to be on our defensive staff here, and Cesar's a good football coach, and I think Cesar is trying to do it the right way. I think he's trying to build a program and get good kids in the program and be organized optimistic and upbeat and all those kinds of things, to get a program going. And I look for a football team to come down here and play us hard, play well. On paper, we're the favorite football team. I don't think there's any question about that. We're going to see some things from their defense that we're relatively familiar with that he liked to do when he was here with us. So they're going to run an even front on us, maybe sprinkle a little bit of odd front with it. But, maybe one linebacker stuff out of that even front. But for the most part, it's not going to be anything that we've not seen before.
Coach, how many kids do we get back for this game this week? Does Rustin play?
We talked to the trainers yesterday. Rusty's going to start doing a little bit more work this week. Josh Rohde's going to start doing a little bit of strength training with his groin. I'm concerned about both those guys. I do believe we need to have them down the stretch in the last ball game. So, again, if they need another week to get ready for that week, then that's the way it'll be. But, we're just going to have to – it's kind of a day-by-day thing, actually.
when you put up that many points, there's always some interesting stats. The Lopers had the ball 37 and a half minutes on third down. They were 10 of 14, which allowed them to put up 56 points. But one more before we let you go, Coach. On the defensive side, you mentioned some of these injuries. Ethan Kuhlman was out of the ball game. You had to go with a freshman inside linebacker in Kellen Werner, and he played pretty darn good.
He played pretty well. He made some young guy mistakes, but, you know, he played pretty well. He's going to be a good football player here. There's no question about that. Once he gets some more reps underneath his belt and becomes more and more consistent and familiar with what we're doing, you know, people can get in formations and have motion, and that always gives a guy a little bit of a brain quiz, and he might have flunked one or two of those. But other than that, he played pretty well. He'll hit you.
We flunked brain quizzes around here more than once or twice.
You guys are still flunking brain quizzes.
Daryl, enjoy the week. Enjoy another win, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Daryl Morris and Paul Merkowitz, our Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Proud of their long history of being the local community bank to count on in the area. Five Points Bank, your safe, secure banking choice. We'll take a break and a lot more coming up. Got more emails, got more football talk, and we'll talk about what else went on over the weekend after this.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and I want to make sure you're aware of a new, better way to have business meetings. The old way, you need to be on the phone, or you needed to be looking face-to-face with another person. But the new, better way, you can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. It's like meeting in person, but it takes less time, and it's much less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo, or training session. And with GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. I've seen this thing. It's unbelievable, and here's how you can get it. For our listeners only, you can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free, and here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try it free, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with a high temperature of around 60. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. We'll then see clearing skies tonight with a low near 31. I'm weather I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I don't like this one bit, Tony. Mark says, if the Steelers win the Super Bowl, I should complete the P90X program.
Save it, man.
Mark, gee, my knee. Nebraska's Tyrone Foy is the oldest walk-on in the history of the Nebraska football program at 28. You may remember him as the man that carried the American flag for the September 11th Nebraska football game. He has served his country in the U.S. Navy, deployed twice to Iraq during his 6 years in the military, rising to the rank of Petty Officer Second Class. He will be honored by the Ronnie Lott Award. The Honorary Lott Impact Trophy will be given to him this December. Only two other people in the history have won this, Pat Tillman and Boston College's Mark Herzlich,
wow.
The young man that had cancer last
wow.
year to get to play. Tyrone Foy is going to receive this award, and that's a big deal. And hopefully Coach Pelini will comment on this tomorrow, if not today, maybe during the Big 12 press conference that's going on. But that's a big deal. That is a big deal.
Awesome for him. Awesome for Nebraska. Wonderful that he's a part of this program.
Hey, tomorrow night, the Tri-City Storm always does their skaters and waiters out at Skeeter Barnes, and that's tomorrow night, 5:30 to 8:30. They're going to be raising money for the American Cancer Society. So if you get a chance, skaters as waiters tomorrow, Tri-City Storm out at Skeeter Barnes.
Douglas, we talk about it all the time. We tell you where to go to get all the sporting equipment you need. Miskas wants you to know to see them before the games begin. They carry brand-name clothing, shoes, athletic apparel, Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and more, plus over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts, women's, kids, men's. It doesn't matter. They've got it all for you. They also have Ndamukong Suh jerseys. He scored another touchdown yesterday. Why wouldn't you want one? Men's college hoodies, 25% off. NFL hoodies, 25% off. Get your game on at Miskos now in the downtown Kearney Center. Miskos, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
I go to the email, and I'm almost hesitant to read this because I don't think Stephanie's a real person. But here's what Stephanie says. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe so. Please tell me why all of you are so happy with the Nebraska football team. There are, what, like 300 plays during a game, and Nebraska got lucky on four of them and scored long touchdowns, so we won. What about the other 296 plays? We lost all of them. Missouri was a better football team. Nebraska is just a luckier team. I would rather have Bill Callahan back. He recruited all of these great players. Alou, Amakamura, Henry, Allen, all of them. In the past 3 years, Nebraska has regressed as a football team. Is this H-Man's alias?
What's going on here?
I think it's H-Man's alias. We'll take it for the joke that it is. We'll take it for the joke that it is. Daddy, the football playoffs continued on Friday, and it was not good for the Tri-City teams. Adams Central, Hastings High, and Kearney High all eliminated in the football playoffs on Friday night. Aurora advancing on, and looks like everybody wants to play at 7 o'clock next Friday for classes A and B. But Tom Jaworski and his crew at Creighton Prep will advance on, and so most of them are at 7 o'clock. They all are in Class B when McCook travels to Aurora, Crete's at Beatrice, Pius is at Blair, and Elkhorn's at Boystown. In Class A, they've got a doubleheader at Seacrest Field, so at 3:30, Millard West is at Lincoln Southeast, and at 7:30, Millard North takes on Lincoln Northeast, who posted the biggest upset in the opening round. Millard South will play Omaha Creighton Prep at UNO, and Omaha Burke travels to Columbus. That's interesting. Good job, Columbus. Way to be you. So Columbus advances on. Do you know that it was 1999, the last time it was an all-Lincoln-Omaha quarterfinal? So Columbus's win averts that. It's been a long time since it was just Omaha or Lincoln. Columbus had its run, North Platte, then Kearney came on board, then Grand Island.
Norfolk was in there.
And Norfolk had a couple in there as well. But Columbus now is the team that keeps that alive. Seven from Omaha-Lincoln. Columbus the only outstate team, if you will, still alive.
Doug, you say what you want about, you know, people in the, you know, everybody, there's only one team going to hoist the trophy, and you get in the playoffs, different teams are bounced. But I want to give a shout-out to Coach Rebarger and the guys at Hastings High. Totally got that thing going in the right direction this year. We're expecting a few wins. I'm not sure anybody saw the playoffs coming their way. Congratulations, Coach. Great job over there. And I guess as far as disappointments go on Friday night, I think most of the teams should have won. But Holdridge. That was a game that you had at Beatrice early in the year. It was a really close game, and, well, you were out of that one early and often. I wonder what happened there.
888-455-ESPN. That's always the number, or you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Class C and D sub-district volleyball gets underway tonight, and we've got it for you on the airwaves on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It's the C19 from Grand Island Northwest High School at 4:30. Gibbon plays Centura. The winner of that will advance on to play top seed Kearney Catholic at 7:30. In between the 6 o'clock match, we'll have Minden taking on Wood River with the sub-district finals set for tomorrow. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, action from the C16. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing St. Paul tonight. That gets underway with Adams Central, Central City at 4:30. Then at 6, St. Cecilia, St. Paul, and the winner of the first game plays unbeaten Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:30. So those are the matches on the airwaves tonight. More to talk about. We'll do it after this break. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million.
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar.
You bet.
This chocolate bar.
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
Free accounting software, free press release, free priority rush service, 40 free essential business forms, free web design consult, and a free accountant consult. Use LegalZoom to incorporate or file your LLC in October with our Express Gold Corporation or LLC package for all these free business extras. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. It was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. For more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box to checkout. LegalZoom.com.
With good to very good crops in most areas, combined with rallying grain markets, Production Ag just doesn't get much better than this. No one knows on what day or what price this bull market will end, but we do know with certainty that it will come to an end. Opportunity requires action, and AgWest Commodities has been assisting producers navigate markets and manage price risk for 11 years. Check us out with a no-obligation 60-day free trial of our services. Give us a call at 866-WE-HEDGE.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go AgWest.
Calling all youth. If you want to make a difference in your community, meet new people, learn new skills while having fun, then listen
up. It'll be more fun than chilling with your friends.
It'll be more fun than texting your buds.
And it's free.
We're talking about the 2010 Central Nebraska Youth Summit on November 6th in Kearney.
Sponsored by the Buffalo County Community Partners and the Buffalo County Youth Advisory Board.
You'll get to learn how to create and change your community, win prizes, and have a blast.
For more information or to register, visit bcyab.org.
Sign up today and make a difference.
Mostly partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with a high temperature of around 60. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. We'll then see clearing skies tonight with a low near 31. I'm weather I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Speaking of the pros, Daddy, and Dominican Sue, a touchdown. Danny Woodhead, a touchdown. What impressed you?
What impressed me, you mentioned these teams that have been perennial losers the last 4 or 5 years, all coming up. What impressed me is Kansas City Chiefs finding a way somehow. I guess with Buffalo putting up the yards against Baltimore's defense, everyone expected that game to be 59-51. With the Chiefs coming out on top. Instead, it's 10-10 late in that one going into overtime.
Redskins must take it all the way. Pressure on Grossman. He's hit. Loose ball. It's a live ball recovered by the Lions. And Duncan Sue, touchdown.
What was Santana Moss trying to do? That was almost as bad as Cody Hawkins.
Yeah.
He's just lucky he was behind him and not in front of him.
That's so true. Yeah, so true.
Danny Woodhead, 6 carries, 13 yards, and a touchdown, 5 receptions, 45 yards yesterday as the New England Patriots beat the Minnesota Vikings. May I say, I didn't have the Vikings going to the playoffs, but I'm still surprised at their lack. And Adrian Peterson, get in the end zone.
Well, it'd be nice for him to have a hold.
He's on my fantasy team.
So. I understand he's on your fantasy team, but they got to move somebody out of the way when he runs into a wall. That's not really his fault. Did you realize that Danny Woodhead right now in our scoring-only fantasy leagues has as many points as Frank Gore?
Shut up.
He's on my bench, and I don't play him. Every week he finds a way to score.
Well, there you go. You're getting out-coached again, aren't you? All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our friends at Burger King. Ready for lunch? They serve their full menu all morning long, or breakfast is served until 11 a.m. with the ultimate breakfast platter, eggs, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit. Two locations to serve you, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. On the basketball circuit, the Hastings men split their games this weekend. They lost to York 107-106, and they beat Bethany. And now they go to Bethany this week. But the women gave everything they had, and Alicia Stadler, 29 points in the ball game, but they fall to second-ranked team in the country, Davenport, 88-85. Tony, seriously? All these new young kids.
23 freshmen on the roster.
We had Jeff Dittman on the program Friday, and I mean, it was just like, well, I don't know. You know, we got a lot of growing up to do. 88-85? That's A, that's a lot of points. B, that's the number two team in the country. Alicia Stadler, 29 points, 12 rebounds. What a game for her out of Grand Island Central Catholic. So maybe it won't be a bad rebuilding year.
And she's going to be that name you hear all year, just like you heard Lindsey Ducey, yeah, right?
You would think so. And Jordan Hooper, 21 points, the first time she laces them up for the Huskers, albeit an exhibition game. Congratulations to Mike Munch and his bunch. I know they didn't win as many games the last couple of weekends as they wanted to, but still a much improved team this year after winning one match last year. They're 6-9-3 this year, and their season comes to an end. In Hastings College, their men are ranked 4th in the country. They're unbeaten, and the women 12-4-1, both the top seed, regular season GPAC champions. They both host Concordia in the opening round of the conference tournament. The women will play Tuesday at 6. The men will play Thursday at 6 o'clock. So Tri-City Storm split their games over the weekend, Tony, with Sioux Falls. One goes to a shootout. They go on the road. The road team won them both this weekend. Just one game at home this week when they take on Fargo. Anything else that we might have missed?
I think we hit it. Look forward to later in the week. I have a feeling Paul Rhodes may join us, head coach of the Iowa State Cyclones.
No.
Thank me for that one.
All roads lead to Ames. Yeah, you were working the sidelines. Breeders' Cup coming up this week. We've got some special guests for you on that tomorrow. Bo Pelini's press conference. We've got so much more coming up. Don't forget your chance to win Ron White tickets at our Husker Lunch Wednesday. And here on the Doug and Daddy Show, he rolls in about 2.5 weeks to the event center. Your chance to win free tickets. And word is we're going to get to have a chance to have him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Daryl Morris, Paul Merkowitz for joining us. Thank you for your emails and your calls. Keep them rolling. Bo Pelini's press conference tomorrow. Our Husker Lunch Wednesday is at Cunningham's Journal. We got a lot more coming up this week.
Look forward to seeing you being right here with us 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 in Kearney. Hey, 1550. All our buddies in Hastings. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.